So I figured that it'd be very worthwhile. Definitely days of Shiva, maybe the Shloshim. We'll see how long I can keep posting. But we know that when you would go into a meeting with Rav Zvulun Chalap Zatzal, it was always kedai. It was always worth your while to prepare something from the Zeta, from Yaakov Moshe Chalap Zatzal, Talmud Rav Kook, Shiva of Merkaz Harav and Beis Devu'ul. So it's always worthwhile to come in something from the Zeta. So I figure, you know, if it's good for us in this world, how much nachas it'll bring to Rav Chalap in the next world, how good it'll be for all of us in the next world as well. So I figured that we should learn some teachings of Rav Chalap, Yaakov Moshe Chalap, a beautiful sefer that was put out last year, the Pnine Hayam. So are a couple of lines on different topics. We know that Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap's Memarim are a Yam, not just because it's the first two letters of his name, of Yaakov Moshe, Yam, but also that already up to, I think, 20 volumes already of wonderful Torah. But a couple of call-outs, a couple of lines from each one, beckon us to dive in a little bit more. So here's one sentence that carries so much. Rav Chalap says, "Ad matai lo nalmad ladat." Until when will we learn? Ki ha-hevdel ben ha-shitot, that the difference between different points of view, different shitas, different positions politics and philosophy and the Weltanschauung and life. Eino tzarich ligrar acharav hevdel levavot. It doesn't need to schlep along with it a separation of hearts. The world needs to learn this, that we can have differences of opinion and still love each other. If differences of opinion come from different camps, as it were, different yeshivos, as it were, you know, and still love each other. Our hearts should not be split. This is how, of course, Rav Yaakov Moshe could have been very, very close with the Kenayim, the Beis Din of Diskind, of Zonnenfeld, and at the same time, being the Ish Sod and Ish Neman to the Rav HaRav Kook. How could he be both the old yeshuva and the new yeshuva at the same time? You see, just because there's a difference of opinions doesn't mean there's a difference in the heart. If we can bring hearts together, we can bring hearts together. The strength of Am Yisrael is when all of the hearts come together. Come from this background, that background, the other background. We're all together here. We have different thoughts, different ways of doing things. Does not need to cause a separation of hearts. And of course, Chalap himself was a man, walked in many, many different places and connections in many, many different ways, as we heard of the Levaya. To connect different places in the world of Old Yerushalayim and the Bronx and the Yeshiva University, and encompass all of these worlds together and hold them all together in this one personage, to be a heart that contains all. This is what it means to be a big Jew, an all-encompassing Jew. It's one of the she'ifus that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe gifted the Zeta, gifted then to Rav Chalap, who then gifted us, to all of us, the Bnei Yeshiva, a legacy as such. May we merit to live it, not just to say it.